Hey everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the 8-Bit Bits review of the Magnificent 7. My name is Jeremy from the 8-Bit Geek, and we are going to bring you a short little review. I like to start off every review by saying this is just one man's opinion. Go see it for yourself, form your own opinion. What do I know? So, the Magnificent 7 came out. This movie stars Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, Vincent D. I can't pronounce his last name. Hold on. It's 2 a.m., okay? D'Onofrio. And many more. I mean, just wonderful, wonderful cast in this thing. I want to start off by saying that this was definitely filmed, of course, in the modern time, but it transported me back to the Western era, and it did a fantastic job of doing it. This was definitely a classic story, and you're not going to find anything like modern weapons or spin-offs of modern weapons. This is not Call of Duty, where they can take an old-timey weapon and, oh, look, we've modded it and made it great. No, this is a classic telling. It is a Western that if you love Westerns, you're absolutely gonna love this one. You know, the setup right from the get-go made you hate the enemy, the big bad guy, and so who was played by Peter Sarsgaard. And so he played Bartholomew Bogue, and he took over this town in order to get gold, and that was his main goal. And a rich guy coming from Sacramento, California, looking to make a name for himself. He wants to be remembered in the history books. And then in comes Denzel Washington's character Chisholm, who is everybody calls him a bounty hunter, but he's not. He's a somebody who collects warrants. I forgot the damn name. He only said it like 14 times in the movie of what he does. But anyways, he goes around hunting people down and claiming the rewards for him. I guess it would be called a bounty hunter, but he takes on this case, or he takes on this town's problems, and it is it was a ride. It was tense. It was action-packed. It was dramatic. The ending scene, the ending fight, is probably one of the biggest fights and most intense fights that I've seen in a film in recent memory. It was so intense that I'm like fidgeting. My fingers were fidgeting. I'm on the edge of my seat. Now, a lot of people did die in this. Some of the main spoilers, some of the Magnificent Seven do die, but it's not like every death wasn't done in a way that was wasted. Every death had a meaning to it. And surprisingly, for a 2-hour movie, they were able to really flesh out 7 people, and you really got a sense and you actually cared about them. You cared about their well-being, and you got to know them, and it was quite a ride. And so I tip my hat to Antoine Fuqua. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. And you may know him. I believe he did Training Day as well, if I'm not mistaken. Let me pull up his IMDb. And yeah, he did Training Day, Shooter, The Equalizer, and Olympus Has Fallen. So, great storyteller. Great storyteller. And this was one that I will not forget. It will go straight up to the top of my favorite Westerns that I've seen. And I haven't seen a great Western since, what is it called? Is it 7:10 to Yuma? But this one, it's so fresh in my mind. I'm trying to relive it. And it's just, oh my God, it was so good. And let's see here. There was a standout performance by Haley Bennett. She played Emma Cullen, which rounded up these guys in order to in order to take her town back. And so they rush in. You know, I don't want to give too much away, but fuck, it was the fight scenes, the choreography, the shooting, the action. I've already said that, but it was just top notch. The cinematography, it was really weird. It felt like a lot of the shots were out of focus, and I don't know if that was done on purpose or not. That's something maybe when I rewatch it on DVD or on iTunes or wherever, I can take a look at that again. But a lot of it felt, I was like, man, is this just the theater or is this the movie itself? So that's something I'll have to take a look at. The music if anybody was a Western fan of back in the day, old school Hollywood, this will take you right back there. It's a classic Western soundtrack. They just pay homage to what came before it. And I hope this starts something big. I hope that this starts a trend of more Westerns in Hollywood, because you don't see enough of them. And so that'd be my hope. And so I believe that this one, if I can, this one's already going to be number one by the time that it comes out, I think. And let me see if I can pull it up real quick. It looks like, oh no, you know what? I completely forgot about Django Unchained. That could be considered a Western as well, right? Somebody can say no to me if not, but it's zeroing in on a $35 million opening, which is pretty good. Pretty good weekend for a non-summer movie. So with that many stars, I'm really surprised it didn't do more. I thought this was going to be a blockbuster. But hopefully it earns its money back. They spent $90 million making it, which is chump change nowadays. But let's see. Anything else I should cover? Music was great. The cinematography, like I said, had a couple issues here and there. But everything else was fantastic. Chris Pratt's character was funny. And it was surprisingly had a lot of comedy in the film, and it helped with the drama. It helped with all the death to split that up. And so yeah, it was really good. I'm going to get out of here. It's already been, it's we're coming in on 8 minutes here on this review. I try to get out of here in between 5 and 10. So I'll give it a final score, and I'm going to give this an 8 out of 10. Not perfect, but damn close. And so I do recommend everybody go see it. Once again, you know, why take my word for it? Go see it yourself. As you can see, during this past 8 minutes, I haven't really done a good job reviewing. Not a very good reviewer, but I love to get my my thoughts out there. So I hope that you enjoyed it. Give us your feedback. Let us know if you enjoyed the film or if you hated it. You can always do that on our website, on our social media, at the 8-Bit Geek. And tune in every Monday for our main podcast show where we talk about geek news and have a lot of fun. So thanks again.